We celebrate today the feast of St. Pio, or popularly known as Padre Pio. And we are so lucky that he lived during some of your lifetimes. I think he died before I was born, but for a good number of people here, he lived during their lifetime. Very powerful, spiritual, holy priest. And it's a saint that I have special devotions to, and I always carry his relic in, a little relic of his in my wallet all the time. Padre Pio was privileged to have the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in his hands, in his legs, on his side. And for a very long time, he was prevented from celebrating public masses, but thousands of people still came to him. As part of his ministry was listening to confessions, he spent hours, 10 hours a day, listening to confessions. And there have been stories of him reminding people of their sins that they failed to confess to him. And I'm so privileged to know a priest who once went to confession to Padre Pio. And when he went, he couldn't speak Italian, and Padre Pio couldn't speak English, but they both understood each other perfectly well. Padre Pio understood all of his sins, and he understood everything that Padre Pio said to him that day. Today, there are prayer groups, Padre Pio's prayer groups, all over the world. Said there are over 400,000 members of his prayer groups around the world, and we are so privileged to have one right here at St. John. So it's one of those saints I will encourage you to read a little bit more about and to cultivate devotions to him. I can assure you several times he has healed me, and he has always been by my side praying for me for protection.